Film Friday. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we've got a great movie here. I don't know how many people have seen it, though.
They may not have seen this version, but they may have seen an earlier version, or they may have read the book that it's based on. Mm. Those are clues, by the way. The book was written by Ed Harris.
I really like the movie anyway, and I think our clip is great. Yeah. So let's take a listen.
I can't do it. But if I can't do it, you can give up.老话说，识时务者为俊杰。如果你认为对我或者铁路公司有什么义务的话，我向你保证，你可以不用考虑的。只剩下你了，丹，还有你的儿子。
爸爸，他也许说的对，或许我们该回家了。
Echo, what do you think?
I like one sentence in the clip.
You like the...
The hardest one.
Yeah, okay. Why don't we do it line by line? And we don't need to translate as always, but if there's something that's really tricky, we'll pull it out.
Or interesting. And the line Echo was talking about is particularly interesting.
Yeah.
我们听听呗。
Okay.
我办不到，但如果我办不到，你也放弃吧。
我办不到，但如果我办不到，你也放弃吧。
I think that's pretty straightforward,
right?
Yeah,
it's pretty straightforward, I think, if you're at the intermediate level, for sure.
Yeah, you've got the verb, you've got its complement, and then you've got another verb meaning to quit or to throw in the towel.
And we've got a name in there, which is hidden.
Yes.
Listen carefully.
老话说,识时务者为俊杰。
老话说,识时务者为俊杰。
Yeah, that's the one you like.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting translation because I've seen, and in fact, some of the other movies we've done before had these fantastic Chinese dubs that would take very old-fashioned sounding English and turn it into old-fashioned sounding Chinese. And here we've got, I cannot remember what the original line was in English, but you've got a corresponding Chinese idiom.
Yeah.
And it is?
识时务者为俊杰。
So basically, it's something along the lines of,A smart man can see which way the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a smart man knows when to cash in his chips, somewhere between the two things. Mm. Which way the wind is blowing is probably slightly more accurate to the Chinese.
Yeah, especially
but not,
in the context of the original film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
识时务者为俊杰。
如果你认为对我或者铁路公司有什么义务的话，我向你保证，你可以不用考虑的。
如果你认为对我或者铁路公司有什么义务的话，我向你保证，你可以不用考虑的。
Big clue right there. The plot, it's leaping off of the clip into our studio.
你应该需要把它那个挡掉那个重要的地方。
No.
Yeah, no, I think we should bleep out every word.
Yes.
No, so
我跟 Brennan 一直都是这样站在这条战线上的。
No, I'd say now that Imran has retired as the undefeated champ, we need to.
He just didn't get Police Academy.
Did he guess? Did he get it wrong?
A failure to guess is a failure to win.
I agree, Imran, you puss.
But getting back to this, everyone writes Echo, and everyone says, "Oh, Echo, you know, is it this film? Is it that film?" You guys think she's good. No. When we're recording this, she's like, I don't want this clue. Bleep out that word.
Yeah, Echo is not
Echo
your friend.
She's the most evil of any of us in the studio.
No, 因为我相信他们的实力。
We hired
they don't
her after
need
she
that,
did an eight-year bid
so many
for armed murder.
They are
armed
great.
Murder.
他们不需要这么多 clues. 因为他们本身就很厉害。
There was blood everywhere.
Okay, so something to do with duty or obligation.
义务。
Yeah.
Yeah.Moving on.
只剩下你了，丹，还有你的儿子。
只剩下你了，丹，还有你的儿子。
Yeah. So 剩下 is nice here, used all the time. It's just left over.
Yeah.
So you're the only one left.
爸爸，他也许说的对，或许我们该回家了。
爸爸，他也许说的对，或许我们该回家了。
And that's another big clue, too.
One thing to point out there is that he uses 也许 in one and 或许 in the other.
Baba, 爸爸他也许说的对，或许我们该回家了。
Echo, what's the difference between those two?
或许更正式。
Yeah, and you see it more in writing, I think, than in speech. In speech, it's in very official kind of context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. So we're going to give people another shot at the clip. Let's take another listen.
I can't do it. 如果你认为对我或者铁路公司有什么义务的话，我向你保证，你可以不用考虑的。只剩下你了，丹，还有你的儿子。爸爸，他也许说的对，或许我们该回家了。I
would guess this from the clip, I think. The movie made a good impression on me.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the movie.
If you haven't seen it, you might still get it, though.
它是很流行的电影吗?
I don't know. It came out while I was over here. I'd read the book it was based on because I'm a big fan of the author. I guess, can I give another clue? He's an author who's had a few books made into movies, but they are generally not this kind of book.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of his earlier books, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, back when Echo was working for Roger Corman.
So it's a pretty straightforward clip. I think the really interesting bit is that kind of
识时务者为俊杰.
Which is, I mean, that and the line after it or later in the line, those are your big clues for this
and
movie.
To be honest, you know, if you had trouble with that, don't worry about it that much. It's, you know, that's not colloquial Chinese. They're being very deliberate and throwing that in there.
It's a nice little bit of translation.
Good to remember that.
Throw that into conversation, you're going to impress people.
So
if you get this movie, if you know what movie this is, Echo, what should you do?
You can always write to me, or you should always write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
Remembering that she is the enemy.
Yes.
And that she's killed before.
But even if you're in contact with Echo, the upside is if you get it right and we pick you, you're going to get a month of free access to Pop-Up Chinese. Okay? So thanks for listening. Get your guesses in, and we'll see you next week.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.